Once you've read the poem through, glance back at the topic and then start to reread it, but this time you'll be annotating your copy. And this should take about 5 minutes, and it's a critical step in the process. Do not, under any circumstances, start writing until you have a clear set of annotated words and marginal notes to direct your response. The kind of things you'll be writing down will be dependent on the poem, and I'll be going into this in detail when we look at the 5 stepping stone writing template in a little while. Instead, here, I just want to give a bit of advice about how to annotate. Because you're under time conditions, you'll need to be working quickly, so don't write out full words or sentences. Instead, use abbreviations. The phrase "met wild" might represent an example of a metaphor which gives the impression that the setting is wild and untamed. Or RC marching could represent rhyming couplets here, suggest the marching of soldiers' feet. As long as you understand what these abbreviations mean, that's fine. I like to use 2 different coloured highlighters and a pen when I'm annotating. One colour for form and structural features, the other for language features, while the pen's used to jot down the intended effect. If I notice connections between parts of the poem, a pattern of words, for example, that work together to create an effect that's greater than the sum of their parts, then I'll often draw arrows between these sections to show that relationship. For the first few minutes, my annotations are forensic in their focus. I'm looking for a particular word or a particular poetic technique or a structural device, and so on. And then as I come towards the end of this planning stage, I'll zoom out for a macro perspective and ask myself whether the poem ends in a very different place in terms of its treatment of the topic than it did at the start. Poems tend to introduce an idea, develop that idea, and then leave the reader with a resolution or more subtle treatment of the topic. In a novel, this narrative arc might take place over 100 or so pages, but the condensed nature of poetry means that it's likely to happen in a much more concentrated way. So keep an eye out for where these shifts take place. Finally, while it's important to plan, we mustn't overplan. So keep an eye on the clock and be prepared to stop and begin drafting your response when the allocated time is up. The plan serves as a guide only. You may well have fresh insights as you're writing, and it's okay to modify your plan as you go along.